Welcome to Choice Tunes, and what we do here, we get a guest in, we put him in the chair, we tie him down, and we ask him a bit of, no, I'm only kidding, we ask him a bit about their life as to what they've done, and also they bring with them the music that's had some influence on their lives. And today I'm really rapt, and as I always am, I have with me Neil Bull. Neil Bull, of course, presents Tracky Dax on a Sunday between 10 and 12, always a terrific show, and he's done various time slots. He's been with the station for quite some time, but I'm not here to tell you about Neil Bull. He's here to tell us all about himself. Welcome, Neil.
Thank you very much, and certainly strange to be sitting on the other side of the desk.
It's great to have you. Now we're set. Neil, we like to know a bit about our guests. Before we get started. So whereabouts were you born, Neil?
I was born in Carlton in Melbourne, not near the brewery, I don't think, but
near the football.
The Royal Women's Hospital, there you go. That rings a bell.
And so where did you grow up, Neil?
Very younger days was up in around Tarrawingee, up that area.
But where's that?
Before Wangaratta, around near Everton Upper and, near Wangaratta, for those haven't heard of Tarrawingee.
On a farm, Neil?
On a farm. My dad had cows and things, and although I have no memory at all of that growing up.
Don't you?
No, because I was probably too little. Knee high to a grasshopper.
When did you leave up there, Neil?
That I don't remember either. I think we were only up there for probably 5 years or so, and then we moved down to Calista is my earliest memory.
Oh, yeah.
Up in the Dandenongs. And lived there in a ghost house for 7 years. That was interesting.
Neil, we don't worry about school because everybody went to school in some form or not. So when you left school, what was your first job?
My first job, my mum passed away when I was only 14, I had to hit the workforce, and I went and got a job with the Victorian Railways as a storeman out in Spencer Street, down the very end of Spencer Street.
Right, and how long were you there?
I was only there for about 18 months because the pay wasn't that crash, and so I basically did a few exams to better myself there, and left there and went to a company called Sutex. They were in Richmond, and they made men's and women's sportswear and swimwear and that sort of thing. So I was in a bit of the rag trade there for a while.
Yep, and then after that?
A couple of years, and then I went to... they actually moved from Richmond to Huntingdale, and I was living in Bundoora at the time, so that's why I couldn't stay there. Then I went to Hills Television in Hawthorne and worked there for a couple of years. I met my current wife there. My only wife.
I was going to say, I'm not sure about Karen, but anyway.
I'm glad I picked that up. we met there, and I was there for a few years, and then they moved to Dandenong, so I had to leave there as well. So then I went to Cadbury and McRobertson's in Abbotsford, and they were closing down, and they went to Ringwood. And I said, I've had enough of this movie, so I went with them.
I was going to say, you must have taken a poison challenge everywhere they moved or shut down.
Unbelievable. So, wife and I moved out to Wirreelec, and just off, I forget the name, Lusatia Park Road.
All right.
Just up the road here.
And so after them, where did you go then, Neil?
Then I went to, I was at Cadbury's in Ringwood, and then I was offered a super good deal to go and work for Cameron's Transport in Bayswater. So we started off that company in its very infancy, very small company at the time, but now they've got over 1,000 employees
and
national company.
Yep.
Very big, and I had a time where I spent about 18 or 19 years there, and then I went to work for a company in the software game, and I travelled the world, working all around the world, implementing software into warehouse management and transport systems.
What, living overseas, Neil?
Yeah, living overseas, working overseas. You'd come home and the dog would bite you, that sort of thing.
And the kids wouldn't know you?
Well, yeah, it was a bit tough at times. There were times you missed out on birthdays and that sort of thing, but it was an incredible experience.
So how long were you doing that, Neil?
12 years.
12 years? Yeah. It's a long while to be on the road.
Worked in America, New Zealand, South Africa.
Did you live in all those places, like South Africa?
Yeah. You had to live there in those places for a while, yeah. It varied. I mean, some contracts were only a few weeks or a few months, and other contracts went on for 3 or 4 years.
Wife, you must have got a bit sick of it.
Well, she probably enjoyed it, actually. Not having me there, but...
So did you live in America as well?
Yeah, lived over there in Michigan and various other places, yeah.
So then you came back to Melbourne.
So then I came back. I'd had enough of flying around the world. It all sounds good, but living out of airports and hotels and things isn't that good, so I went back to Cameron's.
Did you?
And did another 10 or 12 years and now retired.
Finished your days there.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So let's get started on your music journey. So what are we going to play first, Neil, and why?
First song is probably one of the early influences in my life was my grandfather, and I used to go out to see them for Christmas or family get-togethers, and he'd always have a cigarette hanging off his bottom lip, a little roll your own, and drink tea all of the time. And he had a very strange way of drinking his tea. He would tip the tea out of the cup into the saucer and drink it off the saucer. And he played mouth organ, and he used to use the empty teacup for a bit of resonance to give it some good sound.
So what's the song, Bill?
He used to play two songs. One of them was My Blushing Rosie by Al Jolson. And that was...
Sorry about that, people.
You are my posy. You are my heart's bouquet. Come out in the silvery moonlight. There's something sweet, love, I want to say. Your honey boy, I'm waiting. Those ruby lips to greet. Don't be so aggravating. My blushing rosie, my posy sweet. There's a little bunch of sweetness that I long to call my bride. And believe me, I'm not happy left my baby by my side. Her baptismal name is Rosie, but she puts the rose to shame. And most every night you'll hear me call her name. Rosie, you are my posy. You are my heart bouquet. Come out in the silvery moonlight. There's something sweet, love, I want to say. Your honey boy, I'm waiting. Those ruby lips to greet. Don't be so aggravating. My blushing rosie, my posy sweet.
Right, thanks for that, Neil. So I got caught out there a bit. Neil, so we've moved on now. We're down here at... you're retired.
Yep.
And I believe you've bought yourself a mobile home.
Yes, we have. We've just got to be able to get out of the borders to use it.
and eventually... Are you planning a round Australia trip, or what's the score?
We might not get around Australia, but we'll give it a shake. Yeah,
sounds
just
good.
Give it a try, yeah.
Right, yeah, Neil, what are we going to play?
There's another song that my grandfather used to play a lot. Going to sit right down and write myself a letter by Billy Williams.
Sounds good. Let's go.
I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter.
Papaya, papaya.
And make believe it came from you.
Papaya, papaya.
I'm going to write words so, so sweet. They're going to knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got them. I'm going to smile and say, I hope you're feeling better.
Papaya, papaya.
I'll close with love the way you do.
Papaya, papaya.
I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter. And I'm going to make believe it came from you. Oh, yeah. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got them.
Yeah. Welcome back to Choice Tunes on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. And I've got Neil Bulwumi, and we're talking our way through his life and also the music that's had an influence. Neil, we know that you're part of Yarra Valley. What generated your interest in radio, first of all, and what brought you to Yarra Valley?
Well, there's a young girl whose name escapes me at the moment who used to work with my wife up at Tisselaar's, and she was doing a program here. And we got to know her, and she said, "Oh, this is great, you should get involved." And I think I must have sent off a letter to Mim at that stage, Mim Ellsworth.
Yep.
And she rang me up about 6 months later or something and said, "Oh, you wrote us." And I said, "Did I? I can't remember that, but..." Anyway, so I just came along from there, and I came up and did the training, which I think was on the same day you did yours.
Absolutely.
I think we started at the same
time. That's when I first met you.
Yeah. And, yeah, and the rest is history, as they say.
And once it gets in your blood, you never want to let it go.
Oh, that's right. It does get into your blood, and, yeah, you can't let it go from there. It's, yeah.
Terrific.
It's a great thing.
So now, Neil, we've played the first two tracks. We're up to number three.
Yeah, third one is a track my dad used to be a big fan of. He was a big Johnny Ray fan, and, of course, Johnny Ray's signature tune was Walking in the Rain.
Absolutely. Let's listen to it.
Just a walking in the rain, getting soaking wet, torture in my heart by trying to forget. Just a walking in the rain, so alone and blue, and all because my heart still remembers you.
Right, Neil, we've done the first three major songs of your life. What's number four?
Number four is a song that signature tune from my Uncle Norm and Auntie Lila, who always used to sing at family gatherings. And they always used to belt out this song, and he passed away early in life, but I went to her 90th birthday a few years ago, and she still sings like a robin, and she still sings this particular song, which was Devil Woman by Marty Robbins.
Sounds good.
I told Mary about us. I told her about our great sin. Mary cried and forgave me, and Mary took me back again. Said if I wanted my freedom, I could be free evermore. But I don't want to be, and I don't want to see Mary cry anymore. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, let go me. Devil woman, let me be, and leave me alone, I want to go home. Mary is waiting and weeping down in our shack by the sea. Even after I've hurt her, Mary's still in love with me. Devil woman, it's over, trapped no more by your charms. Cause I don't wanna stay, I wanna get away. Woman, let go of my arm. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, I don't need. Devil woman, let me be, and leave me alone, I wanna go home. Devil woman, you're evil, like the dark coral reef, like the winds that bring high tides, you bring sorrow and grief. Made me ashamed to face Mary, barely had the strength to tell. Skies are not so black, Mary took me back, Mary has broken your spell. Oh, devil woman, let go of me. Devil woman, let me be, and leave me alone, I wanna go home. Running along by the seashore, running as fast as I can. Even the seagulls are happy, glad I'm coming home again. Never again will I ever cause another tear to fall. Down the beach I see what belongs to me, the one I want most of all. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, don't follow me. Devil woman, let me be, and leave me alone, I'm going back home.
Now, Neil, we know you're a family man, so
let's
find out where you met your wife.
I met my wife when we were both working at Hills Television in Hawthorne, and I remember she came and seen me about going for a date.
Did she?
And we went to some little music hall place in Hawthorne, and that was our first date with a bottle of wine, and it all went from there. And I remember I went home and I thought, good grief, I'm batting above my average here. And, very sleepless night, all that sort of stuff as you go through at that age. But, still married to this very day.
Very terrific. How many children have you got now?
Four that I know of.
I don't go near that.
No, four children. Yeah.
How many boys
three,
and girls?
Three boys and a girl, yeah.
I got the opposite, three girls and a boy.
So that's going to cost you more.
Yeah. Neil, you talk about Hills Industries.
Yep.
Was that where they manufactured, or was that an outlet?
That was basically a storage area for all of their televisions and that sort of gear. In the old days, when you used to have a serviceman would come to your house and fix your TV for you.
Yep.
Now they just chuck them out on the nature strip.
They just about do. And there used to be Veals, wasn't there? They used to run around with all those trucks. Radio and TV and that.
Yeah, so we used to work on the two-way radio at night and hand out the jobs to the drivers to go and fix Mrs. Jones's TV in Smith Street or whatever. I suppose that's where the radio thing came in, because you're on a microphone with the headphones and all the work, so it might have stemmed a bit of love there for radio.
Sounds good. Neil, number five.
This is where I started to get some my own influences, and this was a guy who we know, Bob Dylan. And I think if you're like me, when he first started singing and playing guitar, you thought, good grief, this guy can't sing.
Yep.
But he can certainly write a tune, and I think he's definitely would have to be the greatest songwriter of all time. And there's a great tune called The Times They Are Changing.
Let's listen to it.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone.
Halfway there now, I'm still alive.
If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times they are a-changing. Some writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. There's no telling who that it's naming. Was the loser now will be later to win. For the times they are a-changing. Some senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times they are a-changing. The curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times they are a-changing.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 27 minutes to 3, 16 degrees. I think that's the top for the day. And I have with me Neil Bull. And we should mention, of course, Neil is on every Sunday between 10 and 12 with Tracky Dax. Always a terrific show. Never want to miss it. Neil, your first car.
First car. I think my first car might have been my wife's car, and it was an old S-Series Valiant, the push-button auto.
So you didn't have a car before you
got married? No, she's a year older than me, so I took advantage of that and just drove her car. But an old S-Series Valiant, or it might have been an R-Series, but certainly had the push-button thing on the dash where you'd change gears.
And they weren't square or anything, they were all sorts
of... Oh, yeah, fancy-looking things are worth a fortune now, yeah.
They are, too.
Yeah, beautiful-looking vehicle.
Neil, number six, what are we going to play
Number six, this is when I was about 13 or 14 and my mum took me to the Maya Music Bowl to see the Seekers.
Yes.
And, of course, this was my first record I ever bought with my own money as well, Georgie Girl from the Seekers.
Let's listen to it.
Hey. fancy free. Nobody you meet could ever see the loneliness there
inside you.
Hey there, Georgie girl, why do all the boys just pass you by? Could it be you just don't try, or is it the clothes you wear? Shed those dowdy feathers and fly a little bit. Hey there, Georgie girl, there's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide, and oh, what a change there'd be. The world would see a new Georgie girl. A reality, you can't always run away.
Don't be so scared of changing and rearranging yourself.
It's time for jumping down from the shell
a little bit.
Hey there, Georgie girl, there's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide, and oh, what a change there'd be.
That was a huge concert, Neil.
That was me cheering in the background, I think. As we said, that was about the day they had about 100-odd thousand people and made the front page of the Herald Sun the next morning.
You didn't get your face in the paper?
No, missed out there, but, certainly a big occasion.
You were just talking about the Valiant that your future wife had at the time.
Yes.
And you've got Greg Carrick going. He likes the old Valiant.
He likes that model, yes. It's certainly a good old car, that one.
And you wouldn't be buying one probably under about 30,000.
Oh, no. Certainly worth a lot of money now. Yeah.
Neil, number 7.
This was obviously in the 60s now, when we had people like the Beatles and the Rolling Stones hanging around. But me being the Aussie and barracking for the underdog, I never used to like the Beatles that much, because it got to a stage where they brought out anything and it just made the charts straight away.
Yes, yep.
And I can remember the days they had 6 or 7 songs in the top 10. And also remember when they released Mary Had a Little Lamb, and that even got up the ladder there. So I used to go for the lesser-known bands, so I used to follow the Love Ones very closely. Jerry Humphries, of course, when he was in the Red Onions, and then he and Ian Klein and Kim Lynch defected and made the Love Ones. And I used to follow their gigs, and, of course, this is their number one song that they had, called The Love One, which was in the Dish movie and also Chopper Reed.
Sounds good.
Thank you. flying away. Red dress on, the long black hair. I love her so. Now she'll come running anytime I say, well, that's all right.
Now, Neil, a little birdie tells me that at one stage of your life you were a roadie.
Yes, when I was younger and sillier, probably, I'm trying to remember the time now, probably late 60s, early 70s, I suppose. And a mate of mine had an F100 van, and we ended up doing some roadie work for Lobby Lloyd and the Coloured Balls and also Gulliver Smith, and that was just carting their equipment from Melbourne to Sydney or Melbourne to whatever gig they were going to. And wasn't a lot of fun because we had to all sleep in the van together. not with Lobby, but me and two other guys. We used to sleep in the van together and got a bit smelly after a while with no showers for day after day. Didn't get any food. You got a bit of petrol money and that was it.
Did you actually set the equipment up for him when you got there?
Yeah, I used to set all the gear up. Yeah, we actually borrowed their equipment one day without them knowing and set it up at a mate's place in Belgrave and the little 200-watt amplifiers, which was big in those days.
Yeah.
And, we had the police coming around and everything. It was on. But a lot of fun.
Neil, number eight.
Number eight, we were talking about Bob Dylan before being a great songwriter, the greatest of all time. But when we start to talk about Australians, I think John Williamson deserves a mention.
Yes.
Sold by over 50 albums he's made, 4 million records, and had some great songs, and you think of True Blue and all of those sorts of Old Man Emu and those great songs. But he wrote a song called Cooter Mundra Waddle, which I think is very special. He has that controversial reference in it to what he calls woman, but I think a lot of farmers in those days used to refer to their wives as mother and that sort of thing, so I don't think it was a derogatory term, but apart from that, I think the way he structured this song and the lyrics in it are quite magnificent. Cooter Mundra Waddle.
Let's listen to it now.
Looking through that old camphor box, woman, you know those old things only make you cry. When you dream upon that little bunny rug, makes you think that life has passed you by. There are days when you wish the world would stop, woman, but then you know some wounds would never heal. When I browse the early pages of the children, it's then I know exactly how you feel. Hey, it's July and the winter sun is shining, and the Cooter Mundra Waddle is my friend. For all at once my childhood never left me, 'cause wattle blossoms bring it back again. It's Sunday and you should stop the worry, woman. Come out here and sit down in the sun. Can't you hear the magpies in the distance? Don't you feel the new day has begun? Can't you hear the bees making honey, woman, in the spotted gums where the bellbirds ring? You might grow old and bitter 'cause you missed it. You know some people never hear such things. Hey, it's July and the winter sun is shining, and the Cooter Mundra Waddle is my friend. For all at once my childhood never left me, 'cause wattle blossoms bring it back again. the daily papers anymore, woman. Read all about what's going on in hell. They don't care to tell the world of kindness. Good news never made a paper sell. There's all the colours of the rainbow in the garden, woman, and symphonies of music in the sky. Heaven's all around us if you're looking, but how can you see it if you cry? Hey, it's July and the winter sun is shining, and the Cootamundra wattle is my friend. For all at once my childhood never left me, 'cause wattle blossoms bring it back again.
Neil, John Williamson certainly was a very talented man.
Oh.
I mean, he sang songs like The Old Farts in the Caravan
Park.
And,
which is a killer.
And Teach Me How to Drive, Daddy, or something.
And then
he also put in some...
That's right. I don't think people understand or appreciate the beautiful songs he's written. And
Yeah.
Oh, it's just magnificent lyrics in them, yeah.
So it also shows what a sort of vast range that he can do. He can do a silly song like those, or he can do something like that.
Yeah, and then you have things like True Blue, which get played at funerals and all that sort of stuff. It's just,
now, we should just talk about that. We're not here to depress people, but I believe you also are a celebrant, aren't
you? A celebrant, weddings, funerals, bar mitzvahs, all that sort of stuff.
Do you do many... would you do more funerals than
no,
weddings?
No, I do far more weddings than you do funerals.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Yep.
But, no, it's an interesting game to get into. And
what's the strangest wedding you've been asked to do?
I had to do a wedding in locally around Chirnside Park once, up in the back blocks of Chirnside Park. And when I interviewed the couple, the woman had a fetish about Buzz Lightyear. So she wanted me to dress up as Buzz Lightyear.
So you did?
I did. But I did and I didn't, because I was dressed up in the gear and it actually flogged down rain. Just as she was a Jew, but the car had broken down three times, the wedding car. And in the end, we just had to cut things. So he said, cut the Buzz Lightyear, forget it. We need to go straight into this because we're going to run out of time.
Sounds
good. It was also a day when I had two weddings to do, when I had to do in Lilydale as well. And so I had to really to make it.
Neil, number nine.
Number nine, well, because I'm a bit of a weirdo, I can listen to old songs like Al Jolson, I can listen to Akadaka, I can listen to all sorts of different types of music. There's only a few types of music I don't like, actually, like heavy metal or grunge or some of the bad rap stuff.
Yep.
But most other music I can get into. But I also like a bit of comedy.
Yep.
And always remember that song by Alan Sherman, Hello Mother, Hello Father, as a bit of a guide. But the one that I like the most, of course, is a song called My Granny, which was done by Billy Connolly back in 2009. It's certainly a killer of a song, beautifully written, got a good structure to it, and but very funny story is told during the song.
I can agree with that. I think I've heard this one.
It's a beauty.
Beauty, woman. But anyway, let's go on with a song. Two lovers. Oh, my granny is a cripple in Nashville. What's funny about that? I'm supposed to be the sick one in here. Yes, my granny is a cripple in Nashville, friends. This story I tell you is true. One day she went out on her wheelchair, never knowing it had a loose screw. Well, a wheel came off of that wheelchair, friends. And on three wheels it trundled away. And it trundled right over the edge of a cliff in an old seaside town far away. Sing. I'm not doing it if he stops. Now the boy who was pushing the wheelchair was a little blind orphan called Joe. And he said, oh wait, it's my granny. And where did that damn wheelchair go? Well, he ran off to search for that wheelchair, friends. But his sightless eyes led him astray. And he ran right over the edge of the cliff in that old seaside town far away. Sing, Odiolay. Well, somebody sent for a doctor, and an ambulance too it was called. And the people who lived in the neighborhood stood around and they cried how they bawled. Well, the doctor and the ambulance came rushing, friends. They were rushing from two different ways, and they crashed with a biff and shot over the cliff in that old seaside town far away. Odiolay, odiolay. Well, they sent for brave Father Maloney to pray for the poor soul's repose. And he said, well, now that we're gathered here, good people, we might as well pray, I suppose. But too many people had gathered, and the edge of the cliff gave way, and they dropped with a yell. They all shot straight to hell in that old seaside town, so terribly far away. Odiolay, olay.
He was certainly a great talent.
Oh, yes, yeah, very funny man, and,
Neil, great stuff. We're playing the music today that's had an influence on your life, and that's what we wanted to do. But out of all the, you've been involved with the music scene and all sort, what would say would be your favourite band, all-time favourite band?
Oh, no doubt the Loved Ones. Yeah.
That's top of your list?
Yeah, top of my list. Yeah, I've got both of their albums and the CD and a few of the old vinyls and EPs and that, yeah.
Neil, the other thing is, right at the start, we were talking all about your life, right through your life, and what's happened to you. And I do thank you for coming along. I've really enjoyed talking to you. Is retirement the best time of your life?
No doubt whatsoever. And should have done it years ago.
Yeah, but you can't always afford it years ago, can you?
Yeah, but then when you do your numbers, you really don't need to afford it as much as what people think. People tend to think, oh, yes, I'm earning 50 grand a year. I've got 300 in my super. Well, that means I'm only going to survive for 6 years. Well, no. Yeah. That's how it's all structured and how it's all invested and so forth. You need to go and see a financial advisor, and the money you pay out is well worth it.
Oh, that's terrific. So you're really enjoying retirement.
For sure.
Neil, it's just about time for us to go, unfortunately.
Yep.
We're at 5 to 3 and 16 degrees. And just a quick reminder, I'll be back next Wednesday between 12 and 2 with Community Connections. I've got certainly at least one, if not two, interviews next week. Neil, first of all, thank you for coming along.
My pleasure. It's great.
be terrific to learn about your life, and people will know a little bit more about you when you log on, when they log on to listen to you on Sunday, which we encourage them to do. Neil, number 10.
Number 10, well, this is another strange song, but this is sort of a classical stuff. It's a soprano by the name of Greta Bradman. And Greta Bradman is the niece of Don Bradman, the cricketer. She does classical stuff. She's got a beautiful voice, and this song just makes the hair stand up on your neck and give you goosebumps. And if you don't get that, get on the phone and make an appointment with your doctor straight away, because that's the sort of song it is. It's called My Hero. It's based on a guy who was lauded as a hero because he led a cavalry charge, but instead, as soon as things got a bit nasty, he jumped through the window of his girlfriend's house and spent the night with her. And he still got awarded a medal. It's called My Hero, The Chocolate Soldier by Greta Bradman.
Let's listen to it.